Derek Miller, Governor Gary Herbert's chief of staff, says the state believes that the stay by the Supreme Court means that same-sex marriage must once again not be recognized in Utah.
Based on the stay that the U.S. Supreme Court granted on January 6th, and on advice of our counsel, we've directed our state agencies to put everything on hold.
Miller says that the state's order means that any incomplete processes by a same-sex couple related to their married status are on hold.
We're asking our state agencies and directing them to put the process on hold as well. So wherever people were at, in whatever process they were in, that is now on hold. We believe that it's the prudent thing to do, and more importantly, we believe that it's what the law requires. Our attorneys tell us in the Attorney General's office that that means that we go back to the laws as they were before the 20th, and it's important to recognize that the law not only prohibits performing same-sex marriage, but also prohibits the state from recognizing same-sex marriage.
Well, I think the practical effect of what they're doing is not just simply reverting back to the laws as written. I think that the practical effect of what they're doing is to attempt to retroactively invalidate marriages that have already happened with valid marriage licenses.
That's John Mejia, legal director for the ACLU of Utah. He disagrees with the state's decision and says that the rights of marriage are vested in the marriage itself, not in the state's discretionary judgment.
The state of Utah issued valid marriage licenses to these couples, and when they took their marriage vows in reliance of those licenses, all of the rights and protections and obligations of the marriage vested in those couples. And the decision to publicly say that the state will put on hold the recognition of those marriages, I think, is wrong and disappointing, because marriage doesn't, it's not a right or an obligation that is going to happen over time. It immediately vests in the people that are married.
Mejia says that the ACLU of Utah is considering all of the legal options before it, but that it's too early to say whether they'll take any legal action in the wake of the state's directive. In the meantime, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver has asked for briefs from the state of Utah and from plaintiffs by the end of February in the state's appeal to last month's ruling. From that point forward, whatever decision is reached is almost certain to be appealed and could very well also make its way before the U.S. Supreme Court. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.